Know your foe.
They are our enemy.
It's time to go behind enemy lines with Spencer on sports.
USC, the opponent this week for the Hawkeye football team. Game time 2:30 from the LA Coliseum on the Big Ten Network. And appreciate Haley Sawyer, a USC beat writer for the Southern California News Group, joining me here on the program. Haley joined us last year to talk UCLA, so same guest, different school, I guess, here on the show. Haley, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming back on with us here on 1600 ESPN. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Yeah, thanks for having me, Spencer. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Last year at this time, I was on the other side of town focusing on UCLA, and now I'm over in downtown with SC, but happy to be here, and it's looking kind of gray. It's looking like it's going to rain, so we'll see what the weather's going to be this weekend.
Two straight rain games, possibly, for Iowa? That's not what they signed up for when they decided to fly out to... I know they didn't decide to go out to California, but we're expecting sunshine, Haley. Come on.
I know. People come out here for a vacation, and then they watch football. Like, this is not what they want.
Exactly. Well, hey, USC this year, 7-2 through nine games. I'm looking at kind of, you know, comparing and contrasting from last year. Obviously, you weren't on the beat last year, but you look at this year through nine games, 7-2. Last year through nine games, 4-5, so that's a pretty big jump. But what stood out to you about how the Trojans have played so far through the first nine games of the year?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest differences that we can spot from last year to this year is last year they had a really hard time closing out games. Their third and fourth quarter performances specifically, they lost a lot of games late, right? They weren't, I don't know if it was conditioning or lack of focus or whatever it may be, but this year it's kind of the opposite problem where they're starting a little bit slow and they're almost becoming like a second half team. They finish the games really strong. So that's kind of not their complete identity. I think they've been getting better and better as each game goes. And if you believe in peaking at the right time, then this would probably be a good example of that. I mean, they're working their way up the AP rankings. They're 17 in the CFP polls right now. So I think it's going to be tough, though. I'm curious to see. This could be a make or break game for them.
How realistic of a shot do you think USC has in possibly crashing the CFP party? I don't know if it's crashing is the right word, but there's three teams that feel like they're almost locks with Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon. There's kind of some wild cards out there. USC is probably the one that everybody's looking at now that Iowa has a third loss. Just from your perspective, how realistic are the chances for the Trojans to maybe be that fourth Big Ten team in the CFP this year?
Yeah, it really seems like USC is kind of in control of its own destiny right now. I mean, like you said, Iowa's out of contention virtually right now, but that doesn't mean that they're just going to roll over for SC. Like, SC, these next two games are super important between, you know, having a strong showing against Iowa, and then they have to go up to Oregon, too, which could be another rainy game. Who knows? But they have to make a really strong impression in these next two games if they want a chance at that at-large bid or even a really good bowl game.
How much has Jaden Maiava's play elevated this team so far this year? I'm looking at his numbers, and of course he played three games, the final three games last year plus the bowl. Played every game this year, 17 touchdowns, six interceptions. Just from what you've seen from him and how he's grown this year, how much has he elevated what USC's been able to do?
Yeah, just really incredible growth from him. I don't think anybody expected Jaden to be this good. I don't even know if Jaden expected Jaden to be this good. But he's made just these little tweaks in his decision-making, even the stuff that he does off the field right now. He's told us that he's meditating, he's sleeping more, he does a little bit of lavender essential oils, tries to get the best sleep he can possibly get. But on the field, we're really seeing some improved decision-making. And I think a lot of USC fans were kind of up in arms because he wasn't running as much as he was last year. But, you know, when we got to Nebraska, he showed that he does still have that ability to use his legs. He just doesn't always choose to. He's just better at making those check downs, making the right reads, and finding the right receivers. It does help that he has two really great receivers in Mekhi Lemon in the slot and then Jacoby Lane with some mismatches on the outside. So he has great weapons there. So it's kind of a team effort, but Jaden for sure has come a huge way since last season.
I'm glad you brought up the skill positions with Lemon, especially. I'm seeing his name connected to a bunch of award watch lists, and will probably be in the conversation for some of those top national awards. And then you had in the running game, which I know they had a couple injuries there. Eli Sanders, a name that Iowa fans are familiar with because he played at Iowa State for a short time. I know he got hurt, but King Miller has been really, really good. Just aside from Mayava, the skill positions, what have you seen from them, and how have they kind of contributed to the success this year?
Yeah, USC is not a one-dimensional offense. I think, you know, still nationally they have that reputation of being like, you know, West Coast, pass-heavy, chunk plays, all that stuff. And they still have the ability to do that, but they really have kind of added this nice surprising aspect in their run game. You know, Wayman Jordan, Eli Sanders were kind of like the two-headed monster at the start of the season. They both get injured. They bring in King Miller, the walk-on, who is just a home run hitter. But I mean, the thing about Iowa that I think is going to make this a really interesting matchup is Iowa doesn't give up a lot of chunk plays. They don't give up long passing plays, long runs. So I think their defense has a really good shot at wearing USC down, and it's going to be, you know, just a clash of styles, as people keep saying, like styles make fights. So it'll be a really interesting matchup between those skill players and Iowa's defense.
It's Haley Sawyer, USC beat writer for the Southern California News Group, joining me here on 1600 ESPN for our Behind Enemy Lines segment. Obviously, not just offense, but a defense that I think has steadily improved over the last year or so. I've given up some points at times, you know, 31 to Michigan State, 34 to Illinois in a loss, 34 to Notre Dame in South Bend, but the last couple of weeks, 17 each to Nebraska and Northwestern. Not maybe the same competition as Illinois and Notre Dame, but still an impressive performance nonetheless to hold the Big Ten team to 17 points. That's certainly worth noticing. What about the defense, and how do they make this team go and really kind of balance out what USC's become this year?
Yeah, the defense, I mean, hardest worker on that defense has got to be Kamari Ramsey, the safety. He's lined up at nickel a bunch of times this season. And even though he doesn't always just pop off the stat sheet, he is directing everybody. He's the green dot. He's organizing things and sometimes making plays for himself, too. The weakest part of this defense probably this season has been the defensive line. They're a little bit hit or miss. I mean, I'm looking at the stats right now. They're number 60 in the FBS in run defense. They've given up almost 1,300 yards in these nine games. But I think, you know, settling in kind of on the back end of things is going to help them improve as well. You know, that cornerback spot, they were rotating in a bunch of guys, but now they're starting to see, you know, DeCarlis Nicholson and Marcellus Branch kind of settle into those roles. And even just having those two guys, I don't know if they'll play too high a lot this Iowa game. It'll probably be a lot of single high, but even having these cornerbacks, you know, settled in, ready to go, having those same faces in the defense every week is going to kind of affect how the rest of that defense operates too, and the run defense especially.
What have you been hearing from the players and from Lincoln Riley and the coaches this week about this matchup with Iowa? Obviously, they're well aware of how Iowa's been playing. You don't have to look any further than the tape from last week against the Ducks to see that their game against some of the really good teams in the country maybe haven't gotten over that hump just yet, so they certainly are hungry to get a win over a ranked team, because it's been a while since that that's happened for the Iowa football team. But just from what you've been hearing about this matchup, first time in forever that Iowa's made the trip out to SC. Obviously, they played recently in the Holiday Bowl in 2019, but kind of an unfamiliar territory, uncharted territory, since this is now a conference game. What are you hearing from the players and coaches about this matchup, Haley?
Yeah, I mean, so far we've talked to, you know, Lincoln Riley yesterday and a couple of the offensive players, but the impression that we're getting is that they think this is a very important game. They know this is a very important game. Lincoln Riley was saying that he's trying to impress that upon his players. He's been saying for weeks now, I know this coach speak quote verbatim now at this point. He says, you know, we have an opportunity to do some really special things. We've really put ourselves in a position to do some really special things. These are the special things. So I think he's really impressing that upon the guys, and they are also taking this very seriously as well, but also trying to treat it just like every other game too. Like, it's kind of a delicate line that you have to walk between those two things.
What does this game come down to in your mind? You talked about Styles making fights and just kind of the clash of styles in this one earlier in our chat. But when you look at this matchup from your perspective, who has the edge and what do you think ends up happening on Saturday afternoon?
Man, this is going to be a great game. If you love watching old school football, this is the game for you. USC is going to have to stop the run as best as possible because Iowa, I mean, we're all familiar with their style at this point and how well it works for them. So USC is going to have to stop the run while running the ball well for themselves. You know, like I said, Iowa doesn't give a lot of chunk plays. They've actually only given up like 4 passing touchdowns this season, if my research was correct this morning, which is insanely low. We're also going to see some battles in the red zone, I think. Iowa has allowed like 19 red zone scores. That's including touchdowns and field goals. But USC has also scored on 42 of 45 red zone attempts this season. They also have a phenomenal kicker this season in Ryan Sayre, who's not missing. He's only missed maybe, I didn't look up this stat, but he's missed maybe like 3 field goals if I'm going off of memory this season. So it's going to come down to running and the red zone.
Haley, appreciate the time. If people want to read more of your work with the Southern California News Group, is there a website they can go to find your previews for this week's game?
Yeah. The best place to go probably is ocregister.com. I have a story coming out on the offensive line this Thursday afternoon. So check that out for sure. And then we'll have some preview content from Friday to Saturday and then follow up Sunday. Going to be a ton of stuff on that website.
Excellent. Haley, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here in Eastern Iowa and enjoy the game Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Glad you're doing well.
Thank you. Haley Sawyer from the Southern California News Group joining me here on 1600 ESPN.